Good morning. We're starting Chai Odom Klachof Aleph. We're looking at Simon Aleph. So the Chai Odom writes, the mitzvah sase min ha-Torah, likris kriya shema b'chol yom shachris v'arbis. This is the mitzvah in the Torah to say kriya shema twice a day, in the morning and the evening. Kedeksiv v'dibar tabom. The Torah says v'dibar tabom, you should not just only think these thoughts, but there's a mitzvah to say them, you should speak about them as you're going to go to bed and as you get up in the morning. Now, Chazal actually understand b'shoch b'cho means during the time that a person is sleeping, so anytime during the night, meter rise, a person would fulfill the mitzvah kriya shema. B'chazal required that we should say it before chatzos. We're afraid a person should not thereby potentially lose the mitzvah by waiting too long. Uvkamecho means in the time that a person is getting up in the morning, and we'll see later on, that starts basically from Olos HaShachar, in case of necessity, or Misha Yaker preferably, until 3 hours in the day. So that's the mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema. Now, I would like to point out that when we say Kriya Shema, there actually are other mitzvahs that we're going to be fulfilling as well. If you recall, the Chai Odom back in Klal Aleph mentioned that there are six mitzvahs which a person has a constant chiyuv, constant opportunity to fulfill them. The six mitzvahs to midyos, the six mitzvahs which are constant. The first one is to believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu exists. The second one is to believe that there's no other God besides him. The third one is to be miyachad a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a loisa say, v'lo yiyah lecha elohim achrim apanoi. And the mitzvahs say, of Hashem Echad. So Pashas, when a person says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and he is believing that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Echad in a way that there's nothing else besides him, and he's an Echad in such a way that he's not divisible. So both of those elements are included in the concept of Echad, and by doing so, a person fulfills the mitzvah of being Miyachad Kadosh Baruch Hu and not being Maimon anything else. We say the first pasuk of Shema B'yohavta, it says Shem Elokecha. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this is also a constant mitzvah. And we mentioned then, the Chabetz Chaim points out, but a person should at least make sure he does it twice a day when he's saying the pasuk of Yehavta, at least. Later on in the last paragraph of the paragraph of Tzitzis, we mentioned Mosesrach Relevavchem, which he points out is also mitzvah tamidius, that a person should make his focus in life about his Hashem and not to be drawn after the desires, etc. So of the six mitzvahs to midyos, five of them are tied in some way to the paragraphs of Shema, the mitzvah of the Baruch Shem's existence, which we are mingmaimin, as we say, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The fact that there's nothing else besides him, the lo yilocho, the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, the fact that we have a mitzvah to love Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Lo Sesurach Relevavchem. The only one not mentioned in Shema is the mitzvah of Yira. We have a mitzvah of Yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's not mentioned in the Kriya Shema. But of the six, five of them are connected in some way to Kriya Shema. We'll see later on that a person, besides this mitzvah Aseh Min HaTorah, of fulfilling the mitzvah of saying Shema, there's also an inyan of being Mekabel Omachu Shemayim, which a person does when he says Shema. So getting back to this point over here, we have a rule of mitzvah srichas kavana, that if a person wants to fulfill a mitzvah, he has to do it with intent. So a person should stop before he says the first pasuk of Shema, before he says starts reading Kriya Shema. A person should stop and pause and think that he's going to read now Kriya Shema for the purpose of the mitzvah of fulfilling the mitzvah of saying Shema. And these other mitzvahs as well, the person should have in mind that he wants to fulfill these mitzvahs of the belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that there's something else besides him, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is an echad in a way that he's not divisible, and the mitzvah of Ahava to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the mitzvah that we're not going to get drawn after any other desires, etc. The Chai Odom in Klal Aleph says, included in this mitzvah, these three mitzvahs, the first three mitzvahs, is also the munah and tara min ha-shamayim, that the person and Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Yetzias Mitzrayim and Termin Shemayim were expressions of this concept of Kadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with Klal Yisrael, that the Oishas of the Kadosh Baruch Hu did shows us that the Baruch Hu was in total control of the world, etc. So all of that is included in this mitzvah of Emunah. And the mitzvah of Emunah also is to believe in the Messiah that we've been given in all the generations of that Klal Yisrael has been willing to have such a clarity of Emunah in the Torah that, to the point that we're willing to give over our lives if necessary. And all that is included in the Emunah that we have in these first three mitzvahs of the Baruch Hu exists, that he's one in which there's nothing else besides him, and he's the one which way that he's not divisible in any way. Okay, so that's an introduction to the klal, is that there are many mitzvahs which are fulfilled in the paragraph of reading Shema. Have a good day.